Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Marine alert. We got a Marine. David Bostic is here. He's a military recruiting manager for the iconic company and brand John Deere. Former Marine, and is, you know, anytime you get a Marine in a company like John Deere, you got to watch out because things are going to happen. David, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, tell us a little bit about your military background, Dave.
So I enlisted in 1999. I had graduated high school in 97 and had gone through the JD Tech, the John Deere Tech program, technical training program. And when it was completed, is when I enlisted. So, you know, do things backwards, right? Pay for your education and then you enlist. But I had enlisted in the Marine Corps in 1999, went through boot camp at MCRD San Diego, and I was an 0311, so, you know, a short 10-day leave back at home, and then I was right back at Camp Pendleton for infantry school. I was in the reserves, so I was out there for infantry school, and then went back home and checked into my reserve unit, which was Kilo Company, 3rd Battalion, 24th Marines out of Terre Haute, Indiana. So, you know, checked in there as a young PFC, and that's that's where I spent the rest of my career. We did deploy in 2004 to the Al-Anbar province of Iraq and was there for most of 2004, and then was back home. I think we were back home around like late September, early October. And then my 6-year enlistment came up later in 2005, and then that's when I left.
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, thank you for your service. And it sounds like John Deere was always the place that you were meant to be. And it's amazing to me. I mean, you know, I've done some research now about John Deere. I had no idea how connected and committed they are to veterans. I mean, not just hiring them, but also training them. And, you know, as in your role now as the military recruiting manager, that's got to make you pretty proud to hire veterans to work for John Deere. And also vice versa, I'm sure John Deere realizes the value they're getting, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I literally grew up with John Deere. So I come from a farming family, and, you know, as a little boy, I was quote unquote helping my dad restore an old John Deere tractor,
right,
that his grandfather, let me see, make sure I got this right. It was his grandfather. So it would have been my great grandfather bought brand spanking new in like 1934.
Wow.
So my son's now like, what would that be, the fifth generation to now have a chance to work on and ride around on that tractor. So
that's
grew up with
cool.
That. You know, and my grandfather was a World War II vet, and he mostly ran John Deere equipment. And he said, hey, when returning service member, like, you got guaranteed financing and a discount on equipment for returning service member. So he was in a John Deere user even back then. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I was coming up through high school, I obviously wasn't on a 4-year college track, but went right into the JD Tech technician training program, and it was the only option for me. Like, hey, I'm gonna work on John Deere equipment. Walked into the local John Deere dealer, and, you know, that was 1997, and, you know, other than the few years that I spent going to school and then my first job right outside of college, other than that, I've been working on or with John Deere dealers and equipment since then. Yeah.
So, I mean, what a dream job for a kid, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I enlisted while I was still working at a dealer, and, you know, it was a non-issue for them. You know, very, very supportive, of my military service. And then, you know, it's always been appreciated and welcomed here within the John Deere corporate community also.
I love hearing those stories, especially with a situation where you're in the reserves, because,
yeah,
you know, not only T-Mobile is another one of our partners, and they do a great job, and there are great stories about how they support reservists, even to the point of whatever department that person is in. If they, when they go to serve, they send them care packages, and you know, it's just so heartwarming to hear that. And that's a way that every company should be, but that's a man, that's got to be a load off everybody that's connected with the service at John Deere, right?
Yeah, that's 100% correct.
Yeah, and so I want to talk about this because I know a program that you worked with this John Deere Military Career Skills Program, right?
Yeah,
how does that work?
So the way our program works is we make it as simple and straightforward as possible, right? You know, you put a Marine in and it's not going to get that complicated. So the way it works is our program is open to current and former service members, reservists, members of the National Guard, along with spouses and eligible dependents.
Cool.
Yes. So it is open to spouses and eligible dependents. And we ask them to go, somebody's interested, go to www.deere.com/JDMHP. And, you know, you're going to get some more information on the website, but there's two paths to choose from. One, there's a link that says click here for dealership opportunities and free training. The other link says click here for Deere and Company opportunities. So there's a parallel group that I work with that they use this program to route people into Deere corporate jobs. And my role is to route people through to jobs with our dealership organizations.
Sure.
But either one of them, like we work together, you know, all the time. So don't stress out too much about which form you fill out. But we take that form, we connect you with a program agent. On the Deere & Company side, I have two dedicated program agents. One's her name's Jess Mady. She is a former Air Force officer and current Air Force spouse. The other one is Marcus Irizarry. Again, he's a former U.S. Air Force NCO and current Air Force spouse. But they'll look at they'll look at the profile information. And they'll connect you with the dealership has the best fit based upon primarily where you want to live. We have 3,000 dealership locations that are across the United States, and the type of work that you're looking to do. The primary need right now is for technicians. So they connect you with the dealership. We get you set up with free training right off the bat. There's nothing that you need to qualify. There's no obligation. We just give you some instructions.
So free training. This is absolutely free from John Deere. And do you have to have any kind of special skills to get this training?
No. Our, like I said, the program is open to you regardless of what your background is. So if you're a 3521 or a 91 Bravo or a machinist mate, you know, hey, you're a terrific fit. But you know, I came in from the infantry, and I always wanted to make sure that, you know, there's people out there that have a military career that either doesn't translate well into civilian work, or they want to do something different. Like, hey, this is what I've done in the military, but I need to choose a different career path. So that's part of the reason why free training is such a major component of this program, that if you do have a heavily technical background, say you are a 91 Bravo coming out of the Army. And a lot of times, and I know I've gone through this, but every veteran that I've ever talked to that's trying to get a job has struggled with how to communicate your military skills and experience into terms that a civilian employer will understand. Well, the training's a great avenue for you. You know, it's basic technician training, so you're probably not going to learn anything new. But when we get them connected with a dealership and it's time to go through the interviewing process and everything, they can talk about their skills and training and experience from the military. But then they can also say, oh, by the way, here are my transcripts from the John Deere training. And this training isn't anything that we created specific to this program. This is the actual technical training that a newly hired dealership technician would be expected to complete anyway.
Okay. Okay. It's not just veteran centric. I mean, this.
No.
Yeah.
It is. Like I said, it is what any technician is going to have to complete when they get hired, but it allows them to go to also in the interview say like, hey, you know, I've taken the engine training, I've aced it, I've taken the hydraulic training, I've aced it, I've taken this, you know, these courses. And then I, in my experience, a lot of time, that's when the light bulb goes off for the dealer. They go, oh, okay, now we understand. Now we have some context for the training and the skills and everything that you've gone through in the military. And then if somebody doesn't have a technical background, so they are coming out of the combat arms or intelligence or whatever, but they're interested in being a technician, what that training allows them to do, since it is, you know, good, valuable, real world training.
Absolutely.
It allows them to kind of get a head start on their training program. And then again, during the interview process with the dealer, you know, they can show them their training transcripts. And then what I always encourage the dealers to do is be like, hey, you know, if you like the attitude, if you like the work ethic, if you think they're going to be a good member for your team, then, you know, the free training just comes along with
them. Oh, man, that is so cool. We're talking to David Bostic here on the National Defense. Dave's the military recruiting manager for John Deere. And yeah, you know, you talk about that real life training. I mean, how many times in my life do I see, whether it's a plumber, a technician, you know, an AV guy, and you go, why didn't I learn that?
Yeah.
I mean, just because that's just good for life skills, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then the free training doesn't stop there. So what we do to really incentivize dealers to participate in this program, you know, other than the fact that they're getting connected with, you know, a high quality pool of candidates to hire from, what we do is we incentivize dealers with free training. So the way training works at a Deere dealership is it never stops. Regardless of your background, whatever prior training that you've had, you're going to be required to complete a certain number of training hours through what we call John Deere University, our own internal training program. And we never charge a technician for that training. Military, civilian, it does not matter. That bill always goes to the dealer. That's the way our agreement with our dealership organizations works, is we require that the dealership provides the training, and then we require that they pay for it. So what I do to the dealers, I say, hey, if you hire one of the service members through my program, I waive their training for 24 months. I waive their training tuition for 24 months.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. So like that, and that kind of goes back to those service members that don't have that technical background, but are interested in pursuing that career. I can say to the dealer, hey, if you like the attitude, if you like the work ethic, if you think they're going to be a good part of your team, you know, here's 2 years free access to the training programs. Go ahead and train them to be the technician that you want them to be.
So if they're always up to date with the latest innovations and the latest components and everything that is advancing, right?
That's correct. Yeah, that's why those training requirements have to be met every year, because, you know, the technology is always changing. New equipment's always coming out. There's updates to the old stuff. So that's why that training component is in there year after year. Everybody has to stay current.
Well, and you know, I mentioned to you before we started here, I live in a horse ranch and has always had acreage. So I've always had a John Deere, a zero turn. And those things, I mean, my last one lasted about 22 years. And is that about the life expectancy of those?
Oh yeah. Yeah. If you take care of them, they'll take care of you. My dad still has a John Deere 110 that he bought used in 1976.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, and I've had a John Deere mower now for, you know, it's pushing 10 years, and it still starts first or second pull.
Oh yeah. So absolutely.
You maintain them, you take care of them, and they'll take care of you.
And David, you know, the other thing that I love about what you're talking about with veteran hiring is also the culture. You know, a lot of companies, I think now, are starting to understand that if you surround veterans with other veterans, man, you got a workforce.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Right.
When I first went to work at a deer dealership right out of high school, of course, my experience in the job market is absolutely zero. So everything that went on there, I just accepted as like, this is normal. And I remember, you know, breaks were always at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. And at 9 a.m. the shop shut down and everybody gathered in the break room or gathered at a spot in the shop and had a cup of coffee and chatted about things. And if you had a problem with a piece of equipment, you could talk about it with the rest of the shop techs and, you know, put a game plan together, bounce ideas off of each other.
Yeah.
As my career options broadened, and especially as I'm talking to other people in other industries, like that doesn't occur in a lot of places. And as I've interviewed some of the folks that I hired through this program, that's one of the resounding themes, is working as a tech in a John Deere shop reminds them of their best memories from their time in the service, with the camaraderie and everybody working towards a common goal and being there to help each other out. And, you know, it is a community more so than it is a place to work.
Oh, a lifestyle, right?
Exactly. Yep.
I mean, I put John Deere up there with Ford and some, you know, some of those companies that have been around for over 100 years. When did John Deere get started?
John Deere, the man, was born. Oh gosh, now I got to get quizzed on my John Deere history. This is going to be embarrassing. So he was born in 1837, I believe, was a blacksmith in Vermont, I think. Don't quote me on that again, but hopefully you can edit some of this out. But he moved to, late, you know, in his professional career, he moved to Illinois, Grand Junction, Illinois, and that's where he developed the self-scouring plow, which innovated farming practices in the prairie. This is something I can geek out on a little bit here. So at the time, you know, your plows were cast iron, which is porous and rough, and the rich, heavy soil of the prairie would stick to these things. So the only way you could plow a field is you'd pull this plow 2 or 3 feet, pull it out of the ground, scrape all the dirt off of it, 2 or 3 feet, pull it out of the ground, scoop. And he developed a plow out of carbon steel. He took like an old saw blade, fashioned it into a plow that was able to cut through the heavy prairie soil without needed to be cleaned off. That's why they called it the self-scouring plow.
Okay.
As his business began to grow, that's when he moved to Moline, Illinois, to be closer to the Mississippi River for, you know, easier to ship raw material in and finished goods out. And from then on, it grew into other, and it was originally just farm implements, plows, planters, cultivators, manure spreaders, you know, you name it. And then in the early 1900s is when they got involved with the tractor business. They bought a company in Waterloo, Iowa called the Waterloo Traction Engine Company. And they had a tractor called the Waterloo Boy, which was one of the first commercially successful tractors. And they bought the company, and you know, the rest, John Deere tractors are history from there. They changed the Waterloo Boy to, I believe it was the Model D or the Model R. I forget the model designation on that very first John Deere tractor. But, you know, that grew from there.
It not only just changed the that business, it changed everything. I mean, as far as farming goes, you know, people forget that before the tractor, there was the horse.
So,
talk about improving and expediting a lot of the things that, you know, took forever to do. All of a sudden there's more crops available. There's more planting available, more food available. And John Deere was really, you know, at the forefront of all of that. Is there, Dave, is there any kind of a John Deere museum?
Oh yeah. So all of there's a John Deere museum, tractor museum in Waterloo, Iowa, which is it's on the site of the original John Deere tractor factory that's there in downtown Waterloo. I've been there. Of course, I geek out on that sort of stuff.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
It's a phenomenal experience. If you go to Moline, Illinois, where the headquarters is at, there's a place called the John Deere Commons. And it's a museum slide. Maybe museum isn't the right word because they have newer stuff there along with older artifacts. Right. There's a big gift store, little movie theaters you can go into to see clips. But then most factories, and this is what a lot of people don't realize, is most of the factories have some sort of a tour program. Free of charge, open to the public. You just have to go online and check to see what the schedule is and register that way.
Oh, that's cool. But, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they're all really interesting tours because the tour guides are all former John Deere employees.
Right.
Most of the time your tour guide's going to be somebody that had a 20 or 30 plus year with John Deere, and then they turned right around and now they're tour guides. So in a lot of cases, they're, as you're on the little tram, whatever it is, going through the assembly floor or the factory, they're showing you, yeah, this is the workstation where I worked, or this is the product line I was responsible for. And it's that's real interesting. If you're close to a John Deere factory, or if you're going to be traveling near one and you're interested, just get online, deere.com. I don't know the exact pathway to get there, but you poke around on deere.com long enough, you'll find the links to the individual factories and the tour schedules that they have.
What a cool job that would be as a tour guide. I mean, if you work for John Deere all your life and all of a sudden you're talking about your work, that's fantastic. And Dave, I don't want to let you out of here without mentioning also the John Deere military discount, right?
Yeah. So yeah, that's a great point. Bring us back to the military hiring program that I run is tool discounts. So again, drawing on my own military experience and talking with a lot of the people that came through the program early on, is the military's being active duty military isn't conducive to keeping large collections of tools, and I realized those large collections of anything, let alone tools, and when you're a technician or you're a heavy equipment mechanic, whatever it is you're doing for the military, tools are provided. And that is not the case at a Deere dealership. So what we do is we don't want the need for tools to be a barrier of entrance. So we take our John Deere branded tools and toolboxes and we discount them 15 to 25% below dealer cost. So you can actually purchase them through our program cheaper than the dealers are able to purchase for resale.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
You can get a lot of good tools there. And off the top of my head, I don't know who the manufacturer is. We just brand them. But I've been around John Deere tools, my entire career. I mean, I own them. I use them in a professional capacity. They're more than adequate for the job that you're going to be doing with them.
So you talk about taking care of everything you need. Somebody transitioning out, a veteran gets a brand new trade, gets brand new skills. You got a set of tools. I mean, you got free training. It's that sounds incredible. And I just applaud you for all the stuff that you guys are doing for veterans. That's just, it's incredible.
Well, thank you for that. But I mean, it's something that it's a win-win situation. So, service members win by coming through our program with getting connected with high paying, rewarding career. We win by getting, us and our dealers win by getting a high quality workforce, and the communities where these service members end up living, they win too by having them in their community.
Yep.
That's That's it. One thing though that I do want to point out about our hiring program, we are SkillBridge and Army CSP compatible. So if a service member's out there and you are on active duty, if you are tracking towards a SkillBridge or a CSP internship, our dealers, even though they're separate companies, we can get you set up with an internship through those, through the dealerships for them.
Oh, wow. That's great. And it all starts at the website, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Regardless of which path you're going down, it all starts at deer.com/JDMHP and filling out that contact card.
Well, David, hey, man, thank you for taking the time to let us know about that. I'm sure that people are going to be responding, and it's great to have that information about John Deere. And thanks again for your service.
No, thank you. And thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about this and to your audience. And, you know, again, look forward to connecting with even more service members this way.
That's great. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.